Welcome to 2-Minute Talks with Pearson Authors. Our featured author for this podcast is Dr. Nancy Helmester-Brooks, author of the Cognitive Linguistic Quick Test, or CLQT. Dr. Helmester-Brooks, is the clock drawing task really a mini-screen of cognition? If so, how often can it be readministered to track recovery or decline?
Well, the clock drawing truly is sort of a mini-screen. Green, insofar as the correlation, we found the correlation between the clock drawing scores and the overall composite cognitive severity ratings were 0.74, which is a pretty strong correlation. But of course, you would never depend on just clock drawing as your sole diagnostic tool. However, I like to readminister it with various populations. I think in the case of acute stroke, you can readminister it every few days to a week because a person is undergoing a natural recovery process, and you may be able to capture that in just, you know, 2 or 3 minutes by giving the clock drawing. On the other hand, when I'm assessing people with Alzheimer's disease over time, I do not like to give it sooner than maybe 2 months, because that's a slower, more insidious process. And so to really capture the decline, I wouldn't give it more frequently than that.
Great. Thanks for that helpful information. This has been another installment of 2-Minute Talks with Pearson Authors. Find out more at www.pearsonclinical.com. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.